Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into the Economy SEA 2025 research. That's the big report from Google, Temasek, and Bain.
Yeah, and our mission really is to pull out what this means for you, especially focusing on the food and transport sectors within Southeast Asia, or ASEAN, as we should say.
Right, ASEAN. So the headline number looks pretty strong.
Absolutely. The whole digital economy there. It's on track to blow past $300 billion in gross merchandise value, still seeing really solid growth, you know, around 15% year over year.
15% is impressive, definitely.
It is. What's really interesting, I think, isn't just the number. It's how that growth is happening. We're seeing these fundamental shifts, like real strategic pivots in two huge areas, food delivery and transport.
Okay, let's start with food delivery then. The report uses this phrase, on the cusp of profitability. That sounds like a big change from the old model, right? Which was just growth, growth, growth.
Exactly. For years, it was all about market share, heavy subsidies, you know the drill. Now profitability is the key metric. Investors are demanding it.
So how did they manage that? Is it just cutting back?
Partly, yes. They got much smarter with operations, really streamlined logistics, especially in the big cities, the metro areas. But crucially, they've also managed to shift how people think about it.
How so?
Well, food delivery isn't seen as just a luxury anymore. It's become more of a routine thing, a convenience. So people keep ordering even when the discounts aren't as huge.
Okay, that makes sense. But I'm looking at the numbers here. GMV, the total value of orders, is up 14%, but revenue is up 18%. How are they squeezing out that extra revenue growth if they're pulling back on discounts?
Good question. That's the clever part. They've basically stopped acting just like a delivery company. They're becoming more like a full-on commerce and advertising platform.
Advertising. So in-app ads and things.
That's part of it, yeah. But also these adjacent revenue streams. Think commissions on dine-in vouchers, maybe promoting specific restaurants. These things have super high margins because there's almost no delivery cost attached.
Right. They already have the user base. So they're just finding new ways to monetize them beyond the delivery fee itself, capturing the whole dining experience, like you said.
Exactly. It's a really interesting pivot towards sustainability.
Okay, so that's food focusing on making the current model work, becoming sustainable. Now, transport seems like it's looking further ahead, almost playing a five-year disruption game.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The current numbers are still strong, don't get me wrong. Transport GMV up 16%, revenue up 17% across the ASEAN 10, and they're using some similar tactics for immediate profit.
Like cutting back on rider incentives, tiered services.
Right. Tiered services, definitely in-app advertising too. That's the short game. But the long game, the big disruption, that's all about electric vehicles, EVs, and automation.
The report really emphasizes the EV acceleration, doesn't it? It mentions strong government pushes.
It does. And this isn't just talk anymore. You see real momentum. Vietnam's policies, for example, like Hanoi planning to ban fossil fuel vehicles in the city center from mid-2026.
Wow, that's quite soon.
It is. And Indonesia's pushing hard, too, with incentives, especially for electric two-wheelers, which are, you know, huge in that market. It's happening fast.
But even more disruptive than EVs, you mentioned automation. The report talks about autonomous vehicle pilots in ASEAN.
Yes. And this is where it gets potentially transformative. The research suggests AV economics could actually outperform human drivers within, get this, just 3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years? That's incredibly fast for such a fundamental shift. How?
Well, two main drivers mentioned. One is falling manufacturing costs for AVs, and partly thanks to cheaper components coming in from places like China. The other, and this is key, is vehicle utilization.
Meaning the cars can just run more often.
Exactly. An AV could potentially operate safely 24/7 without needing brakes. That just completely changes the unit economics compared to relying on human drivers who need rest, pay, and so on.
So wrapping this up then, if you're working in this space or investing or just watching the region, what's the core takeaway?
I think it's twofold. You've got the sustained growth, yes, but it's now tied directly to, one, this laser focus on actual business sustainability, making the models work financially, and two, this wave of tech-driven transformation, especially around vehicles.
Right. Both efficiency and radical change happening at the same time.
Precisely. Which leads us to the provocative thought to leave you with.
Go on.
Well, we see these food platforms cleverly evolving into advertising and commerce partners. That's smart business. But then you look at transport, and the report points to AVs potentially displacing millions of human drivers in just the next 3 to 5 years.
That's a huge socioeconomic question looming.
It really is. What does that scale of rapid, tech-driven labor disruption actually mean for people's livelihoods, for policy, for the whole social fabric in Southeast Asia? That's something we'll need to watch very closely.